Hi, everybody, and welcome to our Simlish podcast. I suffered that.
No. Actually, it's episode 5. Our Simlish podcast is only broadcast to the Sims on a special
In the
channel.
Ukraine.
Yes. They totally speak Simlish there, don't they?
It's a massive hit over there. They love it.
What, the Sims? Or
And our
test.
podcast.
We're starting now. Oh, okay. Yes. Hi, I'm Jen. This is Tosh. We covered that, didn't we, just now?
I think so.
Yeah, well, and it's episode 5,
We're...
also something that we just covered. We're just gonna
Yes.
continue to cover our bases here. So, today's podcast is what are we talking about today?
Talking about evil video game
Oh, yes.
corporations.
You know me.
So
Hate
we,
them. They do bad things.
yes, and we're talking nasty corporations here. So they've got to be really, really horrible corporations. Corporations who've been responsible for killing employees, for creating horrible diseases, running genetic experimentation. It's pretty fair to say that these corporations are as evil as you can get.
Just a bunch of mean people doing mean things to people and not even caring that they're hurting their feelings. Or killing them.
And being a foil to our lovely protagonists.
Yes. You've done some research.
I have. I've got a
You've got
list.
a
I've got
list.
an
You are
actual
far
list.
more prepared than I
An actual written list.
am. Well, let's talk about your list. What do we have here?
Now, so again, we're not going to go in any particular order. So we're just going to throw them out there and see if everybody
Because they're all
agrees.
bad.
They're all bad, and well, there's probably one that I would put above everybody, so I might
Ooh,
leave
I
them until
wonder if
last.
we have the same one that we would put above everybody.
Well, we'll have to see. So I'm leaving them until
If it's
last.
not the same, we can't be friends anymore. I'm kidding.
You're my only friend,
That's not
Jen.
true. She has so many friends. Don't let her lie.
Right, so first up, from Abstergo Industries. From Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
Now, Abstergo. So that it's the facade for the Order of the Knights Templar. So, and they're working to pretty much take out everyone you play as in the Assassin's games, because they really don't like the Assassins.
Yeah, but they just don't like the assassins. Like, are they really that bad?
Yeah.
You could
Well.
argue either way. The assassin, like, it just depends on how you look at it. I mean, I think the assassins, quote unquote, are good, the good guys. But
Yes. Because, see, but Abstergo are trying to obtain the pieces of Eden, and I really don't think they want to use them for anything good. So, from that perspective, I'm going to say that the assassins are the good guys because they're going to try and stop them from doing that.
right, and it's so it's they're called the assassins though, which is such a tricky name because that makes you sound bad.
It does, but in this case, they're killing bad people, so technically they're good. Like Dexter.
Like Dexter, yes.
See?
Only this is far
So,
more organized and not quite as sociopathic.
and I don't think that they keep little blood spurts of their
Little
victims.
trophies. Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't know. Maybe that happens off screen. But yes, so Abstergo is a pharmaceutical company. And this seems to be a trend with evil corporations. They seem to pretend to be pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, well, that is.
But I don't know. But I mean, Abstergo has also been responsible for kidnapping, for human experimentation, and also for murder. So that's why they get to be on my list.
That's not very nice at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah. And I haven't even finished Assassin's Creed 3 yet, still, so
I
I don't
haven't
even
either,
know how
but.
that's gonna, but that first part that I won't even mention because some people still haven't played it yet is really cool, that little twist there where you find out a
Where you
thing.
do this stuff that we can't talk about because some people still haven't played it, but it's really cool.
The how do you like them apples achievement. I'll put it that way.
Oh, how do you like them
When you
apples?
find out the thing and then you're like, what?
Yep.
But I liked
You
you.
See, it's the way.
Yeah.
That's why the Abstergo Industries on the list.
On the list.
on the
Now,
list.
I know you have your list, but I was thinking about one that might not necessarily be as like black and white evil as it might be, like Aperture.
Oh, yes,
Aperture.
Aperture.
Are they on your list, or is this, am I totally off the reservation with that one?
They were on my list.
Ah,
Yes.
yes.
Yes. And do you know why?
Why is that?
Because they promised me cake and I never got it.
That is the worst thing you could do to a person.
I know. You can't say to somebody there will be cake and then there is no cake. That's just mean.
That's mean. Well, and then there's that whole robot trying to kill you thing.
Yeah, but it's second to the cake.
Gladys can't help it. She just is. She is like she's a creation of these people. Like she
She is.
just. You can't blame her for
No.
being awful.
For trying to kill people and put them in terrible situations? No.
Besides, she's got a great sense of humor. You can't be that evil if you have a great sense of humor.
And she sings.
Yes.
And we all know that evil masterminds don't sing
No.
unless they're in Rocky Horror.
Or Les Mis. Or
Yes. But they only sing in one monotone voice in Les Mis.
if they're Russell Crowe, yes. Oh man. Can't even talk
Russell
about it.
Crowe's just going to hate us now because we know that he listens to our podcast.
That's
So he's very
okay.
disappointed
He's
in us.
doughy, and I find him annoying. So yeah, what else?
So Aperture is definitely on the list.
Right.
Now, how did Aperture Science start? Didn't weren't they manufacturing, like shower curtains or something?
Yeah, it was like
That's how
shower
they
curtains. It
started.
was like weird little things. I want to say toasters and stuff, like super advanced toasters, but I could be really wrong and just be confusing that with like Cylons for Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
But
But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was shower curtains.
But you
Yeah,
guys
but
making like science is bad. Any like Bible thumper will tell you that science is not only bad, but it's wrong. And you know what inevitably
Yes.
happens when you poke around in science is that robots,
Happen.
yeah, and then we'll have to kill them with fire.
Mm.
And that's the way it works.
Robots are never a good thing.
Sometimes they're a good thing. If they're Wall-E, I still don't trust it though.
No, it's a robot.
It's a robot.
We're robot sist.
Yeah, you just want to hold her hand. I get it. You totally don't want to like murder me in my sleep, robot. Okay.
Robots, don't trust a robot. Now, should we continue?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Who else do I have? Okay, well, how about we keep on the aperture in the same world and we talk about Black Mesa. Black Mesa Research Facility from the Half-Life series.
Ooh. Yeah, it's
Now,
kind of in that
Black Mesa.
similar world.
Yes, so we're in the same world, but they're a different company. They're a weapons-based research corporation, and whenever you start hearing weapons-based research corporation, it's probably not going to be a good
That's
thing.
always bad.
And see, they also liked to try their hand at a little teleportation research, which makes it even worse. Because you see, through their research, they subsequently discover Xen, a border dimension. And of course, they go, "Hey, let's bring back some creatures and some crystals from this border dimension and test
Sounds
them."
like a great idea. That's never something that goes wrong. Here's the thing about all of these games and all of these corporations and big evil things, like something always goes horribly wrong, and you'd think that if they were paying attention to history at all, that they might go that somebody in the room might say, "You guys,
There's
wait."
maybe not a good idea. Well, something goes wrong is a generalization for what happened to the poor Half-Life people, because it wasn't bad enough that they brought back these crystals and these things from another dimension. They thought somebody had the fantastic idea to put one of the crystals through an anti-mass spectrometer. Now,
Now
do
you're
you
just
know what
showing
happened then?
off. Now
No, do you know what happened then? It tore through the space-time continuum. And before anybody could say, "Holy shit, what did we just do?" they had Xen creatures being teleported into the facility,
then they had
which then
head
started killing
crabs,
everybody.
and it was just a bad scene altogether.
Yep, and that was, I mean, you could say, okay, that's bad enough, but we can maybe contain this, we'll just kill all the creatures. But no. The fracture to the space-time continuum allowed the Combine to evade and occupy the Earth. And of course, that meant very, very bad things because the Combine were not very nice people.
And that's what you get when you strike a deal or open up another dimension.
When you tear the space-time
This
continuum
one
and the
time,
doctor's not around to save you,
yeah.
that's what happens.
This one time, my cousin opened up the space-time continuum, and then he got grounded. It was
It's because
bad
he,
news.
so he was fooling around with an anti-mass spectrometer,
He built it in his basement. Okay, give him a little credit.
he? T. Sheldon?
No, but I wish. It would be awesome.
Yes, they are on the list, Black Mesa.
Yes. Do go on. I like this list that you have.
Okay, so you want me to have another
Yeah.
one? Oh, okay. Let's do something from the Deus Ex series.
Oh, yes.
Majestic 12.
Although, see, now I haven't played Deus Ex just yet, so I don't know that much about Majestic 12. But I think if you're.
Shall I give you a primer?
I think if you're ballsy enough to put Majestic in your name.
Well, no, that's not bad enough because they're also known as those who rule the world in majesty.
Wow, somebody's thinking highly
Hey,
of
why don't you
themselves.
what you really think about yourselves?
And they're humble to boot.
yes, modern, isn't it lovely? So they started off as an arm of the Illuminati. Now, the Illuminati in any sort of game are never going to be good. They're always the bad guys.
Unless you're
Really.
Illuminati and then you're not a bad guy.
Yes, they were bad guys in Tomb Raider. They were the bad guys in The Net. They're pretty much just the bad guys everywhere.
The Illuminati is like this general concept that people just use in movies. Like, wasn't it even in like that horrible Nicolas Cage movie, like treasure hunting movie? And they were like, oh yeah, the
Yeah.
Illuminati. Like, you just call.
A national treasure.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like, you just
Yeah.
call the group that's after you the Illuminati.
They're pretty much the 1-800 go-to evil corporation people. But Majestic 12 are even worse than them because Majestic 12 started off as an arm of the Illuminati who were responsible for technology and communication pursuits. So, as part of the role, they created and suppressed technology. They controlled drug distribution networks, and they introduced diseases in addition to controlling intelligence organizations across the world. So you think, you can see they're pretty bad to start with, but where
Did,
they
but they
really
did
found
make
their feet.
the equivalent of like futuristic smallpox blankets to people.
Yeah, pretty well, you see, where they
I don't
really
know if
found.
you know what that is, but Americans know what that is because that's how the
Oh, we did that.
white
We did that
people
here
killed the Indians
in
with
Australia.
smallpox blankets.
No, we did that in Australia as well.
America and Australia. Basically,
Yeah.
white people. That's
Yeah.
Yay!
Just punch on the genocide. Yes. But getting back to evil corporations, fictional evil corporations and not real life ones. Where Majestic 12 really found their feet was in the area of cybernetic augmentation.
Ah, yes.
It's never really a good thing to be experimenting in genetic tampering with DNA. That's usually probably where you should start thinking maybe this isn't such a good idea. But Majestic 12 created transgenic species, and they also created something called the Grey Death. So it's name should probably give you an indication that it's not exactly a good
Is
thing.
that what it was originally called when they created it, or was that something that it sort of was the
Well,
Grey
you see.
Death, and then they decided to make it that? Or was it they were just like, let's make a thing and let's call it this?
No, I'm pretty sure they did that because it's a very nasty nanovirus which pretty much kills people from the inside out. And Majestic 12, you see, they were a smart corporation because they created the Grey Death, and then they also created its antidote. And then they used the Grey Death as a way to take over the world and force important people to do what they wanted, because they were like, "Hey, we'll infect you with this, and we're the only ones that have got the antivirus." So they're pretty nasty.
Yeah, which sounds a lot Like another awful corporation that has a virus and an
Wait,
antivirus.
I think they're going to be my number
Oh,
one
I
because
think
they're just
they're my
evil.
number one too, so we can't talk about them yet.
We can't talk about them at the
Okay, so keep
moment.
going. What else is on your list here?
Who else? Do you have another one?
Well, I was thinking, going all the way back to when I was younger and playing Final Fantasy VII, which I still didn't understand. Like, okay, I've never understood a plot of a Final Fantasy game ever to save my life, ever.
Supposed
So,
to.
I don't know. Yeah,
Never
I don't
keep.
think you are supposed to. And anyway, I don't know. There was Aeris, there, she had flowers, and there was the Shinra Corporation.
Yes, Shinra Electrical, wasn't
Yes.
it?
But they were bad, and they were basically.
What did they do?
They were basically like sucking all of the energy from the Earth or the planet Gaia or whatever. And I couldn't think of their name. You told me the other day.
I'm assuming that Captain Planet wasn't around to stop them.
Captain Planet the cartoon or Captain Planet Don Cheadle? Because there's that like. There's that
Captain
short.
Planet the cartoon. Because his planet appears to be really pissed off at somebody leaching energy from the
I
Earth,
know. That would
I would think.
really get his panties in a bunch.
Like, Kwame would shake his fist angrily at
I
that.
know their names and everything.
Jeez.
Yeah, so and if it sounds like it's really vague, it's A, because I haven't played Final Fantasy VII in a really, really long time, and B, because it's a Final Fantasy game, so it's just I don't know, there were feathers and there were people.
Well, but I do think that sucking out the energy from the earth constitutes as quite a bad thing to
Well, then
do.
they had that whole city. Midgar, I think, was the name of it. And they had the whole city, but like all of the like poor people had to live in the slums below the city, and then they had like the big plate on top where all of the like rich people lived. And then just for fun, as one of the plot points, they dropped one of the plates and pretty like squished all of the people underneath it. Just like a little
Poor people
twist of
juice.
the knife.
Yay. Lovely. Bad enough that you're, living underneath a city, which I'm going to assume is pretty feral in and of itself. But then you have to be afraid of things falling and squishing you.
Yeah, and then didn't they also do like weird, horrible scientific experiments? I think that's like the common denominator of most
Yeah.
evil corporations.
Weird scientific
That's some
experimentation.
Dr. Frankenstein shit.
Yes. Yes. Which actually leads me into my next evil video game corporation. Ryan Industries from BioShock.
Ooh.
Now, you can argue that Ryan Industries didn't start out evil, but it pretty much did act as the catalyst for the destruction of the underwater city of Rapture.
Yes, that's a horrific world.
Yeah. Well, it was okay if you were rich beforehand, but then once it fell,
Yeah, it didn't
bad.
really work out.
Yes, because, well, see, the rivalry between Andrew Ryan and Frank Fontaine heralded the creation of the Big Daddies and the Little Sisters, and the Plasmids and Tonics. And pretty much the Plasmids were the ones that eventually caused the downfall of Rapture, because given excessive use of them led to physical and mental addiction and instability, that's never going to be a good
Where
thing.
did they get all the bunny masks?
Well, I think weren't they having some sort of what's he? They were having a what do you call it? A masquerade ball or something, weren't
Yeah. I mean,
they?
I
A
guess that makes sense if you turn crazy, you just want to put on a weird mask.
I thought it was funny because you know what the catch cry for the advertising for the plasmids and the tonics was? Pick your plasmid and evolve.
Yes.
I just forgot to mention that you evolved into crazy.
Oh, that first like that first s sequence when you go down into the elevator and then that crazy woman with like the knives for hands is trying to get at you and
Yeah,
you're just
she's
like,
crazy.
"What is going on? Where am I?
Yeah.
Can I go back up, please?"
Yep. And Ryan himself was pretty much a dictator. And he went so this is why I've got to put him on the list as well. Because he went so far as to create a theme park that doubled as a propaganda tool to condition the children of Rapture to think like him. Man, it's pretty bad.
Well, I mean, that's just good business.
Are you
That's like
kidding?
what
He's coming to
Disney
my
World is. Come on.
idea. But yes, Ryan Industries on the list.
Okay. Should we talk about...
And I have another
one. Oh,
can I do another
yes.
one quickly?
Do it.
Because I need to put them in. Do you know why? Because it's Altor Corporation from Saints Row and Red Faction Guerrilla. Now, Altor's an interesting one because they eventually... Because they started as a clothing company, which was originally seen in Saints Row. And somehow from these beginnings, I don't know how, they came to be a massively powerful interplanetary megacorporation. So,
I think it
went... Yeah, yeah. I think it went one... Clothing company. 2, question mark. 3, interplanetary megacorporation. 4, profit.
Yeah.
Mm. So, but pretty much all we need to keep in mind with them is that they're bad news.
Yeah.
They forced labor conditions. They do business with street gangs.
Wow.
They throw money around to bribe people. And in one instance, this is the kicker. They injected into all of their employees a plague during that organization's annual checkup.
That's like a serious practical joke. That's like,
so
that's
everybody
like went the into people around the office that are serious about their practical jokes.
Yeah, everybody went in to have their annual checkup, and instead of getting, you know, a flu shot or whatever, they got the plague.
Mm.
That's bad. Yeah. Bad, Altor. That's very naughty, and you shouldn't do that.
But even in Saints Row, like, you can't even... I can't even think, like, evil people, because everyone is just fun.
and I think Altor Corporation's security arm is called Stag. And that's just funny.
Stag.
Stag.
Okay, let's talk about the one that I think we both have as number one.
Yeah, let's
on
number
our
one.
List here.
Let's finish with a good one. A good bad
it's
one.
It's Umbrella.
Yes. Umbrella Pharmaceutical Corporation.
Another pharmaceutical corporation. Okay, everybody, can I just talk to the writers for a minute and just pick something else?
Yeah.
Let's do something new. Let's do, like, this corporation owns a zoo.
Mm.
Or something. I don't know, but that's a
yes.
dumb idea. Let's stick with pharmacy.
But no, actually, that would if Umbrella had owned a zoo, that probably would have been worse.
Just zombie giraffes.
Yeah.
Attacking with the T-virus.
Zombie audits. No.
Hmm. Zombie audits.
Well, Umbrella was basically responsible for developing viruses which turned people into zombies. And I put this in quotation marks, accidentally infecting highly populated areas.
Mm.
So Raccoon City, villages in Africa, villages in Spain, pretty much the whole world in Resident Evil 6. You know, everybody had a little bit of a piece of the zombie virus.
Just a little bit.
And it's bad. And I mean, it's bad enough when you're creating zombies. Like, that's, you could probably get on the list of evil megacorporations just for creating zombies. But due to the effects of the progenitor virus and the creation of the T-virus and the G-virus, T and G, which initially just, whenever anything has got a T in its name, it's probably quite bad. It's a T-virus. It sounds horrible. But because of that, Umbrella created bioorganic weapons. Now, they, or BOWs, which are pretty much creatures intentionally created using mutagens, and really horrible creatures. They're
and
bad.
Hard
news.
To kill. So what was their end game here? What was the kind of, like, what did they want in the end? Like, you know, so I know, let's destroy the world.
I think
basically.
So.
Basically. But what do they get out of that?
I'm not really sure because it's a Resident Evil game and sometimes I just don't understand what's happening.
You just kind of go with it and drool over Chris Redfield, who, if you remember, folks, was on Tasha's list in our last podcast.
Well, and if you haven't read that, you should. Oh my god! If you haven't listened to that, you probably should. I'll get there eventually. I'll pick the right verb. This is what happens when I start thinking about Chris Redfield. I just can't. I can't speak good words no more.
It's understandable. Also,
But actually, no,
she's totally drunk, you guys. I don't know. She's.
it's Australia Day today, so I can be drunk. It's fine. It's a national custom.
Well, you sound sober. No, I'm kidding. You're totally sober. Didn't you like just get up?
Well, no, because it's 1 o'clock here, so
Oh,
I
well.
got up a couple of hours earlier. At least half an hour earlier. Jeez.
Give you a little credit.
But we should, wrapping this up, we should have some honorable mentions. Because there is a very bad corporation that we haven't talked about, and I feel like we need to give them some
I
credit.
feel like you might be referring to Cerberus.
Yes, I am.
Yes. Which is oh, it's a gray area. Oh, they do things that are not bad, but really they're bad. Like they have a very like they
Oh,
have
they
a
do
good
things to the.
front. Kind of like, no, where we do this and we do that, but they're shady and they do bad things.
They do very bad things, and the only thing really that, well, two words that we can back that up with. Number one, a coups,
Right.
which is terrible, and number two, sanctuary.
Oh, right. Jesus, I didn't even think about sanctuary.
I'm pretty sure when you can look at sanctuary, that's, hey, everybody, come to this area. We will protect you. It's
Oh,
fantastic. And the
yeah. I
people,
guess that's
no,
all you really
they
need to
got,
know.
yeah, they got there and then they got indoctrinated by poor Cerberus.
Yeah. That was an yeah.
Not a good thing.
Come here, we have cookies.
Yeah,
These people
they're
didn't
just
get their
like.
cookies or their cake. Nobody ever gets their cake, is the
Yeah,
gist
no one gets a cake. Super bad.
Service is bad. Did you have any other honorable mentions, or because I can't think of any.
I had one more honorable mention, which was Armor Camp.
What's that one?
Now
How did I not
this
know?
is from the yeah this is from the Fear series. You know
Oh.
Al
Yep, I don't play
yeah
flashlight games.
yeah they have the military focus. And they create psychic soldiers controlled by Ulmer, who is all around pretty much bad news. And really, psychic soldiers are two words you shouldn't put together.
Or clown soldiers. Those two words shouldn't go together.
Yeah. Clown undertakers. That's another two words that shouldn't go together.
Ugh. Ugh. Thank you for the nightmares, Tash.
You haven't been playing Dead Space. You're fine.
And nor will I be playing Dead Space ever.
You
Don't
would
get me wrong. I'm sure it's an amazing game. I'm not gonna play that shit.
babies with tentacles that throw things at you.
Nope. Ah.
Yes, I think that's it for us. I
Oh.
think that's all of our options.
Good.
Did we get
I
everybody?
think so. I think that the timing is just about perfect for us to end it. So once again, if you guys have any ideas about what we should talk about again, or if you, hey, maybe even if people want to join us at some point in this podcast, depending on who they are, like, just we
Yes.
can have them on Skype, and they can.
Chris Hemsworth, if you're listening to our podcast and would like to join us, I would be
Absolutely.
totally fine with that.
I yes. Bring him to me.
And we will have cake. Because we're not like evil
We
corporations. You promise
promise
cake.
that there will
We
be
will give it
cake.
to you.
All right.
So what do they need to do? They need to tweet us at Save Game Online.
Tweet us or check out our Facebook page and write even just a hello on our Facebook page. We don't bite.
We can. We're nice. Or you can email us at podcast@savegameonline.com.
Yes, indeed. So until next week, and until there's cake and Chris Hemsworth, we're still working on that, but count on Chris Hemsworth for our
Yeah.
next podcast, and we will see you then.
Yes,
Bye.
goodbye.